I don't wanna go another day. So I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. Seems like everybody's breaking up and throwing their love away. But I know I got a good thing right here. That's why I say, nobody's gonna love me better. I must stick with you forever. Nobody's gonna take me higher. I must stick with you. You know how to appreciate me. I must stick with you, my baby. Nobody ever made me feel this way. I must stick with you. I don't wanna go another day. So I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. See the way we ride in our private lives, ain't nobody getting in between. I want you to know that you are the only one for me. Nobody gonna love me better. I must stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher. I must stick with you. You know how to appreciate me. I must stick with you, my baby. Nobody ever made me feel this way. I must stick with you. And now, ain't nothing else I can need. And now, I'm singing cause you're so, so into me. I got you. We'll be making love endlessly. I'm a wee. You and you know me, and that's all that counts. So don't you worry about people hanging around, they ain't bringing us down. I know you and you know me, and that's why I say, nobody's gonna love me better. I must stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher. I must stick with you. You know how to appreciate me. I must stick with you, my baby. Nobody ever made me feel this way. I must stick with you. Nobody's gonna love me better. I must stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher. I must stick with you. You know how to appreciate me. I must stick with you, my baby. Nobody ever made me feel this way. I must stick with you.
And that was Rochelle Yeller with Stick With You. Rochelle, I think that this was like an awesome choice for this round. I think this is like an awesome song selection. It was kind of weird on your voice, but I think that your performance of it really helps, like, kind of go above that. I wish that you would, again, like, I just feel like a general note for the entire show, just amp up the sexy, that's what it's about. You can do, like, a really, like, not even the best job of singing and just be super duper amazingly sexy and still, like, win. So just remember that. But yeah, amp up the sexy, but I did like this. I think that the vocals were kind of iffy, but I did think it was an awesome choice for this round, and your performance of it was good. I'm repeating myself, so go ahead, Garnet.
Yeah, I agree. It was a great choice for the round. I think, obviously, it was good for your voice type in general. I agree with Melly that I probably would have liked a bit more sexy. I mean, it's kind of hard to get, like, a lot of, like, performance across when the song's, like, a lot high, like,
yeah,
it's a lot in the higher register, true. So maybe that's something to consider in the future in terms of song choice. But I mean, like, obviously you sang it really well. Isn't it great? It's like in a not really lovely place in your range, so yeah. But I also feel like it was a good song for that. It wasn't as great of a song for in terms of sexy, in terms of what it could allow you to do, but I still think that, like, you still brought sexiness to it,
Which is good, yeah.
And your performance was still good, so.
It's a good job. Up next is Shop Cookies.
Looking out on the morning rain. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you were the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. When my soul was in the lost and found, just what was wrong with me, till your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. To make you happy, I won't need no more. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you
That was Sharp Cookies with Natural Woman. Wait, by who's some Natural
Aretha
Woman?
Franklin.
Is it Lisa Stansfield?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha. Oh. Lisa Stansfield. All the British people would understand that. That was the first time I heard it. Cookies. I feel like there was a really like good performance in this. I really liked when you were like singing like good inside and stuff. I feel like you had moments of like real sexiness in the song. I do wish it had been like more evenly distributed over and been like the whole thing then with moments of extreme sexiness rather than like just moments of just sexiness itself, if that makes any sense. But I mean, I think I liked this song for you. I liked like the fact that you were like doing it going a bit softer as well on the chorus and stuff. It made it a bit more tender, which was nice.
Yes, this is like such a hard song, so I'm super impressed that you even like tried it, and I think that you actually did a good job. The one thing that I would say is I hate repeating myself, but I think that I think that the theme this week has let people get distracted from just being sexy. And I think that may be the issue. I don't know. I don't read your minds. But I feel like that's the general issue this week. And I think that, like, last week, Cookies, you were, like, the song wasn't awesome, but you were so amping up the sexy on it that it didn't matter. And so that was awesome. And then this week, I feel like you dialed it back a bit. And I think that if you had just gone for it, this would have been, like, super awesome. But I did still like it. And I think that you did a good job on a really, really hard song. So I'm super impressed. Because, yeah, like, this is a crazy song. So, yeah, good job. Up next is, oh, my sexiest voice girlfriend, Lash. Mm.
Did she lash you last time?
Oh, trust me. She always lashes me.
Of you inside of my private thoughts, I can't imagine you touching my private parts. With just the thought of you, I can't help but touch myself. That's why I want you so bad. Just one night of, yeah, with you there beside me.
Two different things to say about this. One, oh my god, this was like super sexy. you nailed the sexy on this. I feel like you really pushed it and you were like panty and breathy and it was really hot and just like, ah, this was like great. Those low notes, I was like blown away that you could hit those. I've never heard you go that low before, so I was like, wow. But
There was a but.
there's a but, unfortunately.
It's not
There's always
Melly's.
a but. Yeah. The song isn't like particularly befitting the theme as we specified it in the email. It is like how should okay, so it's like it fits but not but like just barely. So I just kind of wanted, I guess, we knew we had to say it so that it wasn't like so people wouldn't be like in the listen or listening to it and being like, oh my god, this is the theme, blah blah blah. We
Yeah,
like,
because they're all about the themes and the
yeah,
sexy.
we are.
That's like the main.
I like I looked up the lyrics and like read them and like so it does fit the theme but just barely. We like we so like
We should say that we like this
yeah.
week's theme is called "Oh Baby" because it's baby making music. So it was like sex with like romantic attachment, like you wanted to make a child. So we felt like this was kind of like more like I just want to have sex.
Like
So
really hot sex
like because it was
all
like
night
one
long,
night.
which I mean I totally want, but
There's also
no, but
stuff
like
about body and soul as well, so it's kind of like it's
yeah,
singing
so there
about
was parts
but
in it that was like, oh okay, that no, and then it would be like, oh no, but I mean okay, so I feel like I feel bad for like going on and on about this, but yeah, so just like it d does fit, but I just feel like we had to say something so that people in the listen weren't like, oh my god, hypocrites, blah blah. Yeah, so
So what you trying
we
to
did talk about it whether it did fit or not, and we decided that it did. So yeah, don't bitch at us. So yeah. That's all I have. This is hot.
Yeah, I agree with everything Melly said.
Okay, well then. Well
I don't really
then.
have any. I kind of have my two cents about the theme, and I
Okay.
agree with the song about the sexy. You really amped it up, and you really like
Yeah.
took it to an intense level, and you made me wanna
Yeah, this
touch
was
your
like an
like
awesome
parts.
submission for the show. I just wish it had been on a, like a different theme.
This is more
This
suited
was
for a
good.
later theme, which
Yeah. Okay, on to Eileen Monty.
Rawr.
That bombastic, yeah. What you want is some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Monty, Mr. Lover Lover. Mr. Lover Lover, girl, yeah, Mr. Lover Lover. Hey, Mr. Lover Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Oh, romantic, call me fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Rose. Smooth, just like a silk, soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, no take me for no filth. With my sexual physique, you know me well, Bill. Oh me, oh my, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, love your sweet smell. You're the only girl that can ring my bell. And I can't take rejection, so you tell me go
I'm
to hell.
Mr. Bombastic, semi-fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. She touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom-boom-boom-boom-bastic. She call me fantastic. On me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. She touched me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Gee whiz, baby, please let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. If you don't feel like driving, baby, hand me the keys and I'll take you to a place to set your mind at ease. Hey, don't you tickle my foot bum. Baby, please don't you play with my nose. I might have sneeze. You are the bun and me are the cheese. And if me are the rice, well, baby, love you are the
I'm Mr.
peas.
Bombastic, semi-fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. She touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 boom. Bastic, semi-fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. She touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Give me a loving, got you loving well, good. I want your loving, got you give it like you should. Give me a loving,
got your loving. Well, good, I want your loving. Oh, you make my body. Ooh. Would you like to kiss and caress? Rub down every strand of skin on my chest. I'm bombastic, rated as the best you can get. Nothing more, nothing less. Give me a digit to jot down your address. Okay. I'll bet you confess when you put me to the test that I'm bombastic, rated fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Roro. Romantic, call me fantastic. She touched me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Mr. Boombastic, rated fantastic. She touched me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Romantic, rated fantastic. She touched me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, got your admiration, it'll lick me from the start. With your physical attraction, girl, you know you feel the spark. Command a few words now, go tell you no sweet talk. Now go lover, 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 lover. I'll get straight to the point like an arrow or a dart. Come lay down in me jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we'll go and have some sweet pillow talk. Mr. Boombastic, call me fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Roro. Mandic, call me fantastic. She touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Boom.
And that was Eily Monty with Mr. Bombastic. Should call me Mr. Bombastic. By Shaggy, I think. Monty. Okay, so you really amped up the sexy. And I really... This was kind of a bit less borderline than last, because you put stuff in, like, at the end about, like, romance and stuff, like, in the background to kind of try and make it, like, fit the theme more, which, like, I appreciated. So it's kind of, like, less borderline than Lashes. So that was cool. And I felt like all the layers were really cool, and, like, you did a really good job of performing it and stuff in a sexy way. And this kind of turned me on a little bit.
Yeah, I thought this was, like, super cool. I love, like, the little, like, giggles and stuff you put into the background and stuff. I thought those were really funny. And, like, the, like, just some of those, like, breathy lines that just were just there for a moment. Or, like, just the little, just little things you did that really, I feel like, put it over the top. Where, like, I feel like you really pushed the envelope of sexy in this to the level, like, that I would want. Like, I mean, this is, like, what I feel like the show is about. Like, you don't necessarily have to go, like, hello, sexy, but, I mean, like, putting that extra level of thought in and putting that extra oomph to it puts this, like, over the top for me. So I liked it a lot. This was, like, really fun. Like, I want to listen to it again.
Yeah, I feel like there was stuff that I missed.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it was, like, so much going on in, like, a good way, not in, like, a clusterfuck kind of way, so that was good. So I guess we should talk about some results. And we're back. With some delicious, sexy results. Do you want to say who's first this week?
First place this week. The results we had were exactly the same.
Yeah, we actually totally agreed. This is weird.
First place is Ida.
Yay, Ida. Good job.
Well, you really fit the theme, and you really amped up the sexy
you
zone.
You did.
Because your song was, like, about kind of abstaining, but not, like...
Yeah.
It was, like, you not really all, like
encapsulated the theme.
And you love someone enough, you just want them to breathe on you.
Oh, yeah. That's enough to get you going. Okay, so in second place, Eily Monty. Delicious.
Third place, we had Lash.
Good job, Lash. In fourth place, Rochellular.
In fifth place, we have The Loved Star.
So that brings us to the bottom three. Yes. So in no particular order, Traviata, Russ, and Sharp Cookies are our bottom. For Russ, you are immune. You are actually, unfortunately, at the bottom again. So please take into account what we tell you and really apply it. We really want you to amp up the sexy because you're singing great, but we really want you to be, like, super sexy. So that's what I really, really want. But so you are safe this week because you are very, very smart and you always go for the immunities. And this is why, going through munities is an awesome thing. Which leaves us with Cookies and Traviata.
Yeah.
I don't want to see either of these people go.
No, I don't. But I don't mind cutting this week because I think you did it last week.
Okay.
Or something. Okay, so person going through to the next round is Sharp Cookies. Mm. That's because we felt like Cookies put more sexiness into her performance than you did Traviata. And that's basically the bare bones of it. Yeah. So we think that both your songs kind of fit the theme because yours, Traviata's, was kind of like background stuff and Cookies was like really fit the theme in terms of like love and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Cookies had like these like sexy moments and stuff in it, whereas like I don't feel like, well, we didn't feel like you.
Yeah, it really ended up being a matter of the performance. So, which is what the show's about. So unfortunately, like that's what had to happen. So next week is the last immunity. So I know Russ is like, so this theme is, how do you like your eggs fertilized? the whole idea is to make a sexy shopping list. So you have to use like actual things that you would buy at the store, but like put them together and like read them out in like a sexy way. So like, you know, eggs and flour, whatever, like whatever you're going to get has to be like legitimate stuff that you would get at a shopping store, like when you're going grocery shopping. But yeah, that is the immunity. I'll explain it more in the email. And do you want to talk about the main?
The main round is called Honey, Why Don't We Try Something Different Tonight? me and Melly have gone through and we've kind of devised four categories. And we want you guys to do something that you don't normally do. So we've associated you guys with stuff that you've done on the show and chosen something different for you. So the four categories are sexy ballad, sexy rock, sexy jazz, and club sexy. Sexy ballad, we put Ida in this category because Ida's always done upbeat club songs, so we really want like a so sexy ballad from you. Apart from Rockabye Baby, but apart from that, we've done like real sexy club ones. For Monty and Russ, you've never really done rock on the show, and we want some sexy rock from you guys. We want sexy jazz from Lash and Rochelle Yulaire. And from Beloved and Cookies, we want club sexy.
Yes. So we'll reiterate that in the email, and we'll also have like artist and song suggestions in each category.
Yeah.
So that you're not like, oh my God.
Jazz alone.
Yeah. So we'll have like ideas for you guys. But that is essentially the challenge. And I'm really
a little bit complicated, but
yeah, it's a little bit complicated. But like, I think that when we like give you artists and song suggestions, that you'll be like, oh, okay, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you all for submitting and listening. Sorry that we are both like so tired tonight and kind of blah.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I guess we can say since next week we're changing our recording schedule, that the songs are actually going to be due at midnight on Tuesday, like EST 11:59 EST on Tuesday. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you'll have like the full week from the moment that you hear this. You're going to have like a full week. We're changing the whole thing up. And the immunity will be due Monday, 11:59 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll say that in the email, obviously. So, yeah, you'll have lots of time compared to, and that's going to be the permanent schedule for the rest of the season, it should be. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's our new schedule. So, I'm looking forward to that. And I guess that's everything. Good night, everybody.
Good night.